Hello, breeders. Welcome to another episode of our summer series of Love Bombs, where we just share a little inspiration with you. This is Shayna, and this week I'm going to talk to you about the term supermom. I wanted to just ask before we begin, if you are enjoying these, if you like the podcast, make sure that you share it with another mom friend. Subscribe, make sure that you're subscribing, and then leave a review if you feel so inclined. It really helps us grow the podcast and reach more people just to have those silly stars on there. So, please go ahead and support us in that way. That would be so awesome and very Band of Mothers of you. And make sure that you join our Facebook group, Band of Mothers, which is a really great forum with awesome advice and lots of funny comments and just a really high vibe, cool group of moms that we couldn't be more proud of. So if you're on Facebook and you want to join Band of Mothers, please do. Check out bomb.market for some really great gifts for moms to give other moms. And we hope that you enjoy this week's Love Bomb. Full disclosure, it's a little dark, maybe triggering for some, but I feel like it's important. It's been on my mind, and I really wanted to discuss this idea of that we all have a super mom inside of us. So here we go. I've always been conflicted about the term supermom. Tracy and I have tried to equalize motherhood and make sure that every mom feels proud to be doing the best that they can simply because it's all so hard. And we like to give credit to that. To validate moms and tell them that their feelings of defeat and exhaustion are not unnoticed and that they are not alone. And in that context, the idea of being a supermom seems inappropriate and annoying and unrealistic. In my earliest days of being a new mom, I would actually repeat that to myself over and over in the shower in the morning, just through all of my exhaustion. And I would just lay in the shower, you know, stand. I was not laying in the shower. I would stand in the shower with the water going over me, and I would just repeat to myself, "You're a supermom. You're a supermom. You're a supermom." And somehow that gave me energy and confidence to continue my day. But that persona, that expectation, can be very messy. And in a very messy world, not living up to them can cause feelings of failure, which is not the point. So then I think about those moments where the term is completely appropriate. And as moms, we can all feel this in our darkest, worst moments as mothers. And we've all had them, though we tend to never discuss them, mainly out of fear of reliving the pain and trauma of those events. When my daughter was three, we had just adopted our amazing dog, Chef, and I took her and the dog and my baby, the 1.5-year-old, to meet some friends at the park for a walk. And Georgia went running in the field next to the dog, and he was already 6 months old, and he's a big dog. And he turned around really quickly, and he swept her feet out from underneath her with his backside, almost like a football player. And she fell hard backwards, hitting her head on the ground. It was grass, but she hit it really hard. And she sat up and did that held in breath cry, right, with no sound coming out, and her face all contorted, as I ran to her and threw my arms around her to make sure she was okay. And then, like a slow motion movie, her eyes rolled back in her head and she clenched her jaw and she started shaking, seizing. And I started screaming her name over and over, and I put my finger in her mouth to hold her tongue because I guess I just thought that's what you do. She was biting down really hard on my finger, and I can't even tell you all how long that lasted, until she suddenly came to and started to cry. And right at that moment, thank God, our friends were arriving, and I handed them the dog and the baby, and I picked up my 3-year-old and literally ran as fast as I could a half a mile home, carrying her in my arms with the strength of a superwoman, a supermom. And my husband and I took her to the hospital and learned that she was fine and that the seizure was a protective physiological thing that kids' brains do after a hard impact. She didn't even have a concussion, and we were very, very lucky. And I do know how lucky that is. And I also know that as I'm telling you all this story, you're probably thinking and remembering your own terrifying mom moments and either grieving or counting your blessings as well. And that's just another thing that connects us all, right? So last week, Tracy and her husband and her daughter and her niece were in a horrific head-on car accident, and they are all okay. Everyone is okay, relatively speaking. They're banged up really badly and bruised beyond belief, but all four of them survived getting hit by a drunk driver and flying in their car off of a highway into a ditch. And listening to Tracy tell the story as a mom and knowing her own supermom strength during those moments made me appreciate the collective power of mothers even more, which is why I'm sharing this darkness with you now. Only as a mom can you even begin to empathize with the feelings that she had as she was screaming for her kids in the back of the car. Only as a mom could she have kicked that door open as she did, bruising and hurting herself further and screaming to strangers who had stopped to help get the children out of the car, that she could have cared less about her own injuries as she took care of the girls, that she probably had the strength of 12 men to protect and get to her daughter and her niece. And that is what supermom means. And we've all been there, right? We may all not feel like supermoms really any of the time, but we all have that immense power inside of us. And we've all felt the strength of an army surge through our veins, our bones, our uteruses to protect our children. So as much as that term supermom can feel trite and honestly dangerous when we strive to be something impossible, it's also amazing to think that we all of us moms have that superhero inside of us. I've been thinking about it a lot in the shock of what just happened to my best friend and laying with her in the bed, seeing her bruises and watching her have to confront those dark moments that she experienced. So I wanted to share these thoughts with you all and remind you about this dark and beautiful thread that sews us together. I find it comforting, and it's just another beautiful part of being in a band of mothers.